Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Phil Nzinga. Joining me in the studio, I've got the studio is full today. We've got from Autism Oklahoma and Invisible Layers, and we'll get into what Invisible Layers is. We're going to start with Melinda Loffenberger. Melinda, how are you?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having us.
Now, can you explain, first of all, what you do for Autism Oklahoma? Because I know, and anytime anyone asks me, I say, well, she runs Autism Oklahoma. But that's kind of being very generic. Can you explain what you do?
Well, I'm the executive director and founder of Autism Oklahoma. I have a daughter, Joy, who has autism. She's 23 now, but we started this when she was a young girl.
What year are we on for Autism Oklahoma? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, we unofficially started in May of 2002.
Okay.
But our official nonprofit status came in October of 2007. So, you know, we're about 8 years old.
Yeah. So you were looking at me like I was going to do the math. And Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what Autism Oklahoma does and how it serves the community in Oklahoma.
Okay. Autism Oklahoma started as a parent support group. We were parents that really didn't know exactly how to handle or what to do with our kids with autism and how to support them. So now we have 10 different parent support groups throughout the state. Then a few years back, we decided, gosh, we need more opportunities for our kids with autism too, and our young adults to be able to really shine and show their talents. So we started summer camps and interest groups so that they could really have an opportunity to do something that was, you know, something that was mind-blowing, that was really innovative, and just gave them an opportunity to do something that they probably wouldn't have.
Something that they would have an interest in versus something like at school that they feel like they have to do, a place where they could do something, a safe place where they could do something that they want to do.
Exactly.
And encourage them.
Exactly.
As well.
And all of those programs feed right back into our third goal, which is autism awareness. Because when people see what kinds of things our kids with autism and our young adults can do, they're blown away.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It feeds right back into autism awareness, like our Peace Walk, which is another big autism awareness project that we have.
And we're going to have you back in here to talk about the Peace Walk, which I'm always lucky to be a part of every single year. Full disclosure, I met Melinda through Autism Oklahoma because my son is on the spectrum. And I always like to say that Autism Oklahoma can be a light at the end of the tunnel for people who get this diagnosis and then go, now what? We have a diagnosis, but we don't know what to do. And Autism Oklahoma, just through the parent support groups and the book sharing, because there's a lot of books written about autism and they're expensive. But if you go to the Autism Oklahoma parents meetings, they have a library where you can actually borrow books to learn about the condition that is affecting your family. It was really one of those deals where it was a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's a life-changing experience when you're a parent and you get this diagnosis and you don't know what to do with it, and you don't know what your rights are. Mm-hmm. You don't know what your child's rights are. Mm-hmm. And I would tell anybody who recently has received this diagnosis in their family, contact Autism Oklahoma. The website is autismoklahoma.org. All the information that you could possibly need about parent support groups, pretty much anything that has to do with autism in Oklahoma, is all right there. So, and when you first started, how many people would you say were being served by Autism Oklahoma? I guess two.
Yeah.
Two families.
We started with two.
And now where are we?
We have about 4,500 families that we regularly communicate with and that we serve through our parent support groups and our other programs.
Now, this isn't a fair question, but I'm going to ask you, do you feel like autism is an epidemic in this country?
I think there's definitely something going on that's causing the prevalence of autism to increase. And I think it's a combination of genetics and also environmental.
And education. I mean, we know more about autism and the diagnosis than we ever did before.
Yes, we do.
And it could be, you know, there's a lot of adults out there who probably went undiagnosed for years. But anyway, as you could tell, I'm a big fan of Autism Oklahoma. There's one particular program that you have, and let's bring in Zach Davis from Invisible Layers. Let's start with, what is Invisible Layers?
Invisible Layers is kind of a pre-employment group geared around filmmaking.
Right.
So basically what we did was we took people's interest in filmmaking, made kind of a group and club out of it, and basically also made it, combine that into an entrepreneurial experience where we were actually, you know, working with real clients, you know, and guys were going out and having real experience.
It's a real working production company.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen your work, and it's phenomenal. And I love the guys in Invisible Layers because they are some of the coolest, most unique individuals you will ever meet.
Absolutely.
And one of these days, I would love to see a movie about those guys. Just their interactions with each other is just so phenomenal. We have one of the young filmmakers with us today. Can you introduce us to him?
This is Matt Clark, and he was a participant in our animation camp for our production that we are making. It's actually currently in production, so we're still making it. But he was one of our animators.
Matt, are you enjoying your work with Invisible Layers?
Yeah, it's really, just really entertaining and just.
Did you find that you have a lot in common with the people who are a part of Invisible Layers?
Oh yeah, we get along excellently.
That's the thing is you end up working with someone and then you guys are friends now. I mean, have you become friends with all of them? And you can be honest.
Most of them, if not all of them.
Okay, that's all right. And well, let's talk about what you're currently have in production. It's a 6-minute short and it's called Even in Death. It's an animated short film.
Yes.
And it seems the title seems a little dark. Can you explain that? And I know I want to ask you what it's about, but I also don't want to give it away because sure. But the concept is so cool.
Let's see. Okay. So yeah, it does seem a little dark. It's not really dark, but kind of it has dark elements, you know what I mean? The idea was really to kind of make something that was kind of up and down. So, you know, we were trying to write something that kind of went through the entire emotional spectrum. So, you know, it's at times it's dark. A lot of times it's really funny. There's like physical humor and comedy in it. I've told people the story. I had someone crying.
Really?
Yeah. And
can you tell us part of the story without giving it away?
Yeah, I can, because there's, you know, it's kind of one of those stories that there is a twist, you know. But it's about this boy named Jonah, set in New Orleans, and his grandmother is about to pass away, and so he gets the news while he was in school, and while he's kind of in school, walking out of the principal's office from getting the news, he sees the Grim Reaper. Right. Which is okay. Kind of interesting, right?
So right now, yeah. I'm leaning towards dark.
Right. So now it gets dark. So what happens is the Grim Reaper then takes him kind of on this adventure, who Jonah follows him through the kind of the streets of New Orleans, throughout the French Quarter, and kind of crazy shenanigans ensue.
Well, it is New Orleans.
It is New Orleans. And, you know, he is following the Grim Reaper through New Orleans. And so I don't want to give too much away, but...
Now, did you take the kids from Invisible Layers to New Orleans so they could get a feel for it?
That was probably a bad idea, so we opted out of that decision. There's no telling where that trip would end up.
I say that knowing the guys in the... In the group, I think that would be those guys in New Orleans is a movie all in itself.
It would have been. You know what? We probably should have turned cameras on and done that. That would have been. That'd have been a documentary.
Well, it's great research, Matt. I'm glad you didn't have to go to New Orleans. At least not yet.
I don't know. Now I'm regretting it.
the French Quarter is something to behold. So when you're doing this, and how many people were working on the film at once?
Okay, so I'll give you a breakdown of this. So the idea, what happened was Invisible Layers. Kind of a crew together we were filming, and then I began meeting all these other like really talented people, and so the idea was like, well, how do we get them all into, you know, to work together, you know what I mean, like, because you're just meeting all these talented people who are interested in what you're doing, you know, and so we're like, well, let's create something together. So Invisible Layers and Autism Oklahoma partnered together to kind of say, we're going to put on a short film, and we're kind of evaluating everyone's talents. You know, everyone's like really good at art and graphic design and computers. And they're like, okay, well, let's make an animation. Right. So then we kind of teamed up with two illustrators and artists, Jonathan Kelsch and Jerry Bennett, to help kind of facilitate this whole animation. Because you have to have a kind of a big crew to really do this. It's
sure.
Extremely difficult.
It's going to, this film won't be out until June. Now, there is a launch that is happening this month where we're going to have a trailer available. But it's going to take this long to meet the June deadline.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a 6-minute film to give people an idea.
Yeah.
Before we move on and talk about what it took to get everybody together to do this, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll come back with the folks from Invisible Layers and Autism Oklahoma to talk about the movie that they have coming out called Even in Death. Even in Death. And let's take a break, and we'll be right back on Sunday Morning Magazine.